This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I came across a very profound poem in the Urdu language in which the poet pays tribute to fathers. Coincidentally, my respected dad just turned 79, and I ask you, the listener and the viewer, to keep him in your prayers. Okay, the poet says, Wate mahroom ta'aleem se magar mujhko parhaya hai. Though my dad himself was uneducated, but he made every attempt to provide me with wholesome education. Subhanallah. Furthermore, the poet says, Pasina had se bar kar bhi meri khatir bahaya hai. My dad labored and toiled relentlessly to provide me with a better quality of life. Kara rehta hoon shahon mein jo apna sar uta kar mein. Today I stand tall in society and I rub shoulders with the humble and the elite, the common man and the prominent man, the uneducated and the erudite. Why? Mere walid ne mujhe aaj is qabil banaya hai. Thanks and credit goes to my father. Amongst the signs of Qiyamah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Adna sadiqahu wa aqsa abab. That a person will take pride in being identified through his peer, his colleague, and he'll feel ashamed and embarrassed to be identified through his father. By Allah, I refer to my dad as my hero, and wallah, he is my hero. And I want to share with you just one advice from the hundreds of advisors that he has given us. It was probably 3 years back, he gathered myself and my siblings, and he said, my children, today I want to divulge something to you people. And we said, Dad, go for it. And then he teared. And just seeing him tearing, we teared. He said, Alhamdulillah, it's now 40 years. I have not missed tahajjud for one single night. And we all were in takbir. And we all were, you know, just embracing him. But then he said, wait, I'm not here to trumpet myself or to count my accolades. I need to tell you something else. He said, by Allah, the sweetness that I enjoyed in tahajjud was amazing for 40 years. But the proximity of my creator that I enjoy when touching, helping, assisting and empowering someone in need and difficulty is far more greater. And then he concluded, and I leave you with this message. He said, the formula to happiness is to bring happiness to others.